Good morning. Happy Friday to you. TDIF. Woo woo. I'm happy it's Friday, ain't I? January 21st, 2022. Yes. This is part two. Yes, of God's love for you and me, God's love for us, and who shall separate us from the love of God? The music that you hear in the background, I do not own the rights to. It's there for us. Yeah. And hopefully you'll say, yeah, it was there for us. And we're going to sing that one. I want to get right into the Word of God. About God's love for us. The unconditional love and unfailing love of God. God's love for us. Hallelujah. God promises to come to our aid during distress and and it's love that motivates God to do it, to keep His promises. He loves us so much, the unconditional and unfailing love of God. God's love is unconditional. God's love is unconditional. God's love is unfailing. Hallelujah. The word unfailing means it's inexhaustible, it's unchanging, it's unwavering, it's ever present. It's utterly, it's dependable. I do want to rehearse a little bit of, not so much rehearse, but I want to go back a little bit of what, and I've got something for you. We're going to pray today. I got something for us. I do want to go back a little bit and talk about how much God loves us. You can't help. Okay, God's love for us is so much through the death. Hallelujah. Coming down here in the death of Jesus. God paid the penalty for all our sins. God paid the penalty for all of our sins, past, present, and future. It was intentional. And then it was just intentional and unintentional. It was horrific. So we can live with God in eternity. I gave an imperfect analogy. Right yesterday of God's love. It was imperfect, but just to let you know, it was about the judge who sentenced a defiant felon to life in prison, and then the judge steps down and from the bench to personally serve the required time. Remember, if you haven't listened to the previous one yesterday, I guess I should say, hey, listen to it, and then you can listen to this and it'll help you to understand where I'm going with this about the love of God. The love of God. That self-sacrificial love of God. Hallelujah. And oh, how much God loves us. How much God loves us more than the flowers, more than the birds, more than the grass, it says. And hallelujah in the Word of God. God's love is boundless. Its length, its depth, its duration, its density, its intensity. It's hard for us to grasp the infinity. Hallelujah. Infinity is hard for us to grasp and comprehend. Hallelujah. Oh, but God loves us. Hallelujah. I want to sing this song. Let's sing this song together. Yeah. The reckless love of God. I'm gonna do my best to tell of the love of God. It'll be imperfect, but I'll do it. He loves us. Calvary means more. It means so much to us. Before he spoke a word, he was singing over us. You've been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. Thank you, God, for grace to fill. You've been so, so kind to me. I want you to think about this. Overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. It chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves a 99, and I couldn't earn it, and I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself away. That never-ending, reckless love of God. It's beautiful. It's huge. Calvary is huge. I want you to understand that. God's love for us. When I was your foe, steal your love off of me. You've been so, so good to me. When I felt nowhere, you paid it all for me. He paid it all for us, God. He paid it all. He's been so, so good. The love of God. Unconditioned, unfailing love of God. God loves us so much. Through his love of death, paying the penalty for us all, for all sins. I gave that illustration of the judge sentenced a defiant felon to prison, and then the judge stepped down from the bench to personally serve the required jail time as a voluntary substitute, so that the convict can avoid incarceration and live blissfully in the judge's home. Most of us would gladly suffer to protect innocent, and in particular our own, would we? Would we agree to be punished on the behalf of the guilty? Hallelujah. We only would make such sacrifice if we loved. God loves us, okay? God loves us. God knows the entirety of our earthly life before we were born, including our past, present, and future. God chooses to love us despite the prior knowledge about every bad thing we would ever think, say, or do. Do you understand that? Hallelujah. God loves us. God cares. God cares. God cares. Who shall separate us from the love of God? No one. God's love is perfect. It's perfect. It's perfect. We understand in this world there is real love that unites. Uniting love, wife, or a husband, or a mother, or a father. We've known that love, haven't we? Or a dear friend. And we understand. We felt it without that love being perfect. Right, we felt that. In fact, the greater and more authentic the love is, the more you feel it, its own perfections. Imperfections, sorry. The question that I'm going to ask you, do you love God? Hallelujah. We're imperfect. The question is not about perfection. It's not. But do you treasure God? Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also, in Luke 12 and 34. That is, there will your love be. Do you treasure God above everything? Is God who you treasure? In Luke 12 and 34 is trying to persuade us to have our treasure in heaven and not earth. He was calling us to treasure God above all things. Because what you count as your treasure is what your heart embraces and loves. Do you love God? Is God your treasure? You've been so good to me. Overwhelming, never ending, reckless love of God. It's the most valuable reality in our lives. It's that driving force in our lives. God is love. It's so important for us to grasp. Hallelujah. Love is love. It's not anywhere in the Bible, but God is love. And it makes a difference in how we love each other. Our love is imperfect, right? When I go before God, and you'll often hear me, when I'm doing these messages, I'm weeping. I go before God because that's my treasure, and I know I don't do it always right. My desire is to try to bring you to that presence of God, and it's imperfect. I understand it, but I want God to know I treasure you. I treasure Jesus. Ah, Calvary's love and the resurrection power of God. Hallelujah. There's so much power in that resurrection power. Hallelujah. God's love is so powerfully for us at all times. I want you to understand. God's love is so powerfully for us at all times because that love of Calvary. No one and nothing can separate us from Christ's love. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? The answer to that question is no one and nothing. No one and nothing. No one and nothing. The love of Christ? Nothing. Not tribulation, not pressures or trouble, not distress, not crises, not persecution. From the love of Christ, that roots for our love for one another. The Bible says in John 15, 12 and 13, I got to end soon, okay, and I will. This might come in me that you love one another just as I have loved you. Just as I have loved you. This is a commandment of God. Greater love hath no one than this, than the one who laid down his life for his friend. His love for us is before. His love for us. Hallelujah. It is before. It's before us. And it's the love that's underneath us, that our love for each other, as it is deep and it's so deep and unshakable. Calvary's love, I want you to think about it today. It's unshakable. Nothing can separate us. All true love begins with this. God forgave us. He loved us so much. He went to Calvary and forgave us. To forgive us of all of our sins. That's a big deal. It is a big deal. All true love begins with this. God loves us and forgives us. That's what Calvary, that sacrificial love is. I forgive you. That was my imperfect analogy yesterday about the judge that comes down and I'll do it for you. I'll pay the penalty. Never forget about the love of God. And hallelujah. The depth of the love. Pray that we discover new depths of love for God. Discover new depths and love each other. Love each other. My point today is that if we are to grow in our love towards one another, we must experience being loved. We must understand the depths, the unshakable love. Romans 8:35 said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? We must be wonderstruck. We must understand the love of Christ holds us firmly. The love grips us and it holds us. Let it fill our minds, Calvary. Hallelujah. We must put it before our minds the beginning of the day, and then again mid-morning, and then again at noontime, and then again mid-afternoon, and then again, don't forget, at supper time, and then again before you go to bed. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. God loves you and me. And how crucial this was. And we're going to end today with this. Ephesians 3:14-19. I want you to pray. We're going to pray the scripture. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Who? Nothing. We'll end with this prayer. The prayer of Paul's prayer. Ephesians 3:14-19. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. That we belong to God. That he would grant you, friend, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man. Let God strengthen you with the power that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You notice the goal of this prayer in verse 18, that you may be able to comprehend with all the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge. Paul wanted the Ephesians to know the power of how high, how deep, how wide, and how long the love of Christ is. The roots of our life are firmly held by the depths. How deep Christ's love is for us. And that we be rooted and grounded in that love. The roots never get to the bottom of Christ's love for us. The depths and the Christ's love. Jesus loves us endless. It's endless. It's powerful. God is calling us to new depths of love for each other and for those. Hallelujah. For all. It's happening. It is happening. And it must be answered. Paul's prayer must be answered. And when we continue to join in prayer together. Again, thank you for your time. It's so valuable to me. I do not take it for granted. I pray you're blessed by this word and understand that God's love for us. And who shall separate us? No one, nothing. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father. Gorgeous riches of His glory, to be strengthened with power in the inner man, to know you are loved by God. And it's so deep. God's love for us is unfailing. And that we will discover new depths of love for God and for each other. Amen. Let me sing this. Thank you for your time. We'll be back to Monday praying. Yes, again. And again, thank you for your time. Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. Thank you, God, for your blood. You've been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You've been so, so kind. He's been so kind to you and me. Thank you for that overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Chases me down, fights till I'm at least a 99. God loves you. We don't earn it. We don't deserve it, but still you gave your life away. Never-ending, reckless love of God. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you. Have a great day. Happy Friday. You got this. Remember, when I was your foe, God, steal your love. God's love fights for you. Get into the presence of God and pray that prayer that Paul prayed, Ephesians 3:14-19. When I felt no worth, God, you paid it all for me. You've been so, so kind to me. Let's think about it. The overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God chases us down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. We couldn't earn it. We don't deserve it. Still you give your love away. Never ending, reckless love of God. Think about it. Again, thank you for your time. It matters. I will get back to our schedule. It was so important for us to understand God's love for us. There's no shadow he won't light up, mountain he won't climb up, coming after me. Remember that. He won't kick down, lie, he won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow he won't light up, mountain he won't climb up, say it, coming after me. That's right for you. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Right. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. That's right, think about it. There's no wall God won't kick down, lie he won't tear down, coming after me. Say that to yourself. There's no shadow he won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. Kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after. God loves us. The overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Who shall separate us from that love? It chases me down, fights till I'm found. Least than I. God bless.